The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 here on WPHM on this Wednesday before Christmas. Port Huron City Manager James Freed joins us right now. Mr. Freed, good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here we are at the end of the year. What a year this has been here in Port Huron.
It has been an incredible year. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times,
Wait,
Paul.
You should write that down. It'd be a great start to the novel.
Yeah, it'd be a great book one day.
It really has been, though, because out of the tragedy of COVID-19 has come a ridiculous amount of federal money made available to municipalities all across the country. And we could argue all day and all night about whether that was a good idea or not, but the city benefits from it.
Well, after skyrocketing inflation and price of goods and services going up, it'll be interesting what our net gain is. City projects, whether it be construction projects or building facility projects, are coming in 20% to 30% higher. That's if you can get bids. A local community in the middle of the state put out an $800,000 facility project, didn't get a single bid.
Wow.
So we're really seeing the labor shortage tighten up. Our number one issue in the city of Port Huron is we don't have enough workers. Every single industry, every single sector is hiring, looking to onboard more people. We have a lot of growth opportunities, expansion projects. People want to expand their business, especially in the industrial park. We have a lot of high-tech manufacturing jobs, but those expansion projects are on hold because of the worker shortage. Also, it doesn't help that Amazon has bought about 25% of all the steel trusses in the country, and that's a real issue when trying to build new facilities. But overall, these are good problems. These are growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that our people, if you're looking for a job right now, the chances are you can find a job. There's opportunity abound for those who are looking to seek prosperity, to enhance their position in life. It's an excellent time to do that. Wages are going up. We do a wage survey across the city. Wages are up very, very significant. You see jobs starting out at $14, $15 an hour. Now they're $17 to $20-something an hour.
It's a huge change in a short period of time. You've been here, 5, 6 years now?
I've been here 8 years, Paul.
8 years.
This is how long we've been friends, Paul. 8 years. This is my eighth year.
Just think about the landscape 8 years ago when you came here and how things have changed in that time.
Well, you know, I remember 8 years ago walking out of a restaurant downtown and looking at all the boarded up windows. And I thought to myself, this is a monumental task. If it's even possible to rehab the downtown. And then you have business people like Larry Jones show up and start. People thought he was crazy. I personally was one of those people who thought he was crazy.
Right.
Still not sure he's not. who comes through and starts rebuild, who has a vision to invest in downtown. And they followed the steps of the Witts, Jerry Kramer, who started with the Lofts, and Marsha Haynes, who started with the Lofts. And they really built upon that. And it goes to show that entrepreneurs and business people, the small business owners, the entrepreneurs, they're the ones who can do what government can't do. Mm-hmm. That's create prosperity, create jobs, you know, all these wonderful things happening around town. As city manager, I'd love to take credit for it. But honest to God, we just got out of the way. We're a vanilla ice cream government. We're a very financially stable place. We're a safe community. What you get is what you see. If you come here to Port Huron, your investment and your capital are secure. Meaning the city's not going to go bankrupt. You're not going to get robbed or mugged on the street. It's a safe and wonderful place to live, work, and invest and grow your business. And we just let the free enterprise work. And, you know, that's just been our recipe to success.
What's on the horizon in 22? What are some of the big projects we can anticipate?
We got a lot of big projects. We have a lot of delayed capital in municipal services. A lot of, you know, when we got through the Great Recession and we dealt with unfunded liabilities, we didn't get to invest in our facilities. We have a lot of ARP money that is specifically designated for safe public spaces. You look at Palmer Park. That is a child care facility. We really need to onboard more child care capacity in the city. A lot of people don't know that, but Palmer Park is a licensed daycare facility. It's only seasonal right now in the summertime. But the mayor and council would like to look at what it would take to make that a licensed daycare facility year-round, because we're very, very limited on capacity of child care in the city. The Community Foundation is doing excellent work looking at child care, looking at job readiness, looking at bringing talent home. We want to get behind private enterprise. We want to stand with our philanthropy community and really do a systems approach to tackling some of these major issues. I think the recipes for success is everyone in St. Clair County got together back in the recession and said, no one's coming to save us. We have to work together. And every developer and every person who comes and visits our community, the number one thing they comment on is how everyone works together. When you come into a room, you got the county officials, the city officials, you got philanthropy, you got the business leaders, you got the nonprofit sector, all at the table saying, what can we do to make this project successful? We have to continue that. It is kind of nice that we're in a national era of political divide.
Right.
I think sometimes we think we're so divided that is this the same America? You look at the most optimistic man in America. I believe that what divides us is seriously not that great. I think the pandemic taught us that faith and family and community matter above all. I think those are the good fundamentals to begin building a future together on. If you look in St. Clair County, we've done that. We've overcome political divides, differences in opinions to come together and build a collaborative team. And the people of this county and the residents of our city have felt the fruits of that effort. And so we need to continue that. And then it's that time of year where we need to be looking out for those less fortunate, people who maybe can't work, who maybe are out of a job, who maybe haven't found that opportunity yet. We need to be with them. We have a lot of people in the St. Clair County Jail right now, a lot of people incarcerated right now. These are people who deserve second chances. We need to be thinking as a community in this time of hope. What do we look at 22 to offering second chances to those with criminal backgrounds and maybe with addiction? We need to be a community of second chances. In a worker shortage and a talent shortage, it really teaches us that every single person has value in the community. And I think one of the key successes to economic development is offering those who need second chances a viable path to build a very good life for themselves here in this community. And so I want to have that conversation in 2022.
Yeah, what can the city do in that? And I know you talk about staying out of the way and things like that, but you can also lead and you can also provide opportunities. So what would you see the city
I think you've seen the mayor and council already take the lead on this, investing in the Blue Water Rescue Mission significantly during COVID to ensure that our homeless population had the resources they need. We're going to be investing now in the recovery community. In the coming year, we've been actively quietly engaged with working with the Attorney General's office on this opioid settlement with Big Pharma. Opioids have had a devastating effect on almost every community in this country. I can't think of anyone who's been immune to it. When we get those settlement dollars, how do we partner with, you have wonderful groups like BRock out there and Operation Transformation. We're doing incredible work in the recovery community. I was just at the BRock annual dinner. It was extraordinary to see so many people who had their lives restored, who overcame addiction, who are now gainfully employed, adding value to the community, taking care of their families. It was such a night of hope. And as city leaders, we want to continue those efforts. And if we can use some of our federal funding to help with these recovery efforts, to rid our community of addiction, to bring forth prosperity and opportunity to these folks, we need that. They need us and we need them.
I was just going to say, when they feel like the community has their back, that means a lot. I mean, it's one thing if their friends and their family, the people in their own circle have their back, but when you feel like the whole community is supporting you, that does make a difference.
Yeah, and for those out there right now, there's a lot of people who are quietly struggling with addiction, whether that's alcohol, whether that's opioids, whatever it is. For those people who are out there struggling right now, there's hope right now. There's resources out there. Let 2020 year be your year of deliverance and freedom. We need you. We value you. And this community stands with you in your efforts.
You talked about optimism. You sound like you're pretty optimistic for 2022. Despite what we're going through with COVID right now, it's a difficult time. We hear about it nationally. We've struggled with it here in our own community.
It is 2022. You can take a tour of space. You can eat a vegetable-based burger. I feel like we've come a long way.
We have.
And we have vaccines for a global pandemic. By the way, get your booster shots for those people who are out there. I got my booster shot. Walk in at Walgreens. I made my appointment. It's half a dose. I didn't have any side effects. I've never had a side effect. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling pretty good. I got my first two doses. I didn't turn green. I didn't turn purple. I didn't die. So, here's one for the third one. Everyone out there, I encourage you. We were just talking about this before we went on the air. I've put too many people... buried too many people this year.
Yeah.
People who are in better shape and better health than I am. Paul, you're looking at me. It's been 8 years. I'm not the young 29-year-old man I was. I am now a dad, a father, 37 years old, slightly husky and overweight, probably have some blood pressure problems. I don't want to risk getting COVID.
Right.
I think I'll be fine, but you never know. I can't run a mile right now, so I just don't want to risk it.
Yeah, no, nobody should. Absolutely. It's a difficult time. But 2022 is coming. It's going to be a good year. And once this wave is over, because, I mean, waves don't last forever, just think about what this past summer was like, the things that we got to get out and do and enjoy again.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just too many good things to not be optimistic right now. Yeah. If we can get through the last 2 years, we got through the Great Recession. We got through 2 years of a global pandemic. We need to work together to make sure 2022. Right now, there are healthcare workers who are strained in our two hospitals. There's EMS workers who are underpaid, who are overworked, who have been tasked to the limit. There's first responders who had to continue to serve this community. We owe it to them to get vaccinated, get boosted, and make 2020 year the year we put this pandemic to the end.
I think that sounds like a great idea. Let's
and
do
to,
that.
And I will tell you, I just want to take a moment. To the EMS workers, to the healthcare workers out there, these are the true heroes of our community. You don't see them. They're not on the front page because they're in the ICU, and they're in the ER, and they're back of those ambulances racing around town. I have a radio in my office. I hear the calls. They're the true heroes, and their moment of honor will come.
I hope so. Merry Christmas, James. Good to see you.
Appreciate Good to see you.
James Freed, Port Huron City Manager with us on WPHM.